Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that ride to me. Veterans Day weekend. Stand up. Yes, I will. Next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. No doubt. Good morning, Arizona. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, and we have the distinct privilege of broadcasting this morning live from Sanderson Ford, the showroom of Sanderson Ford. And I have to admit right off the top of the bat, I'm going to be seriously, seriously distracted for the next 4 hours with this lineup of five incredible Jack Roush autographed Mustangs sitting right in front of me. Jennifer's not here, so I can't go home with one.
Oh. You're going to leave her expedition
these,
here and go home and
these are beautiful rigs. And we've got the Dillon Gunmetal Gray Roush 600 horsepower.
670
Ooh,
horsepower.
Man.
They fired it up and moved it out for the car show that's going to be here in a little bit.
I wanted them to wait till we went on air so
I
people
know.
Could hear it.
Oh, you said good old.
Oh, big, big, big American engine rumble. Well, we're broadcasting from Sanderson Ford this morning. We'll be out here all morning long, and it's for a big Veterans Day event. We've got a Rat Rods car show that's going to go from 9 to 2. So if you're beating around the West Valley over in Glendale, come on over, stop by, and say hello. And, you know, we started the show this morning about being proud to be an American, and I want to just take a couple minutes and kind of
say you're proud this election's finally over.
Well, I'm happy the election's over, and I'm proud of the process. Whether you agree with the result or not, every single red-blooded American should be rejoicing. And those that are looting should be thrown in jail with no sympathy. Because this electoral season, along with the last two, so the last three altogether, have proven one thing. Our system works. We're going to have a peaceful transfer of power between two parties and two individuals that could hardly agree less on anything. And we're going to have a peaceful transition, and we are going to go forward. This proves the American voter wins because the system works. You cannot buy your way into the presidency. Now, I'm not declaring who I voted for or which side I'm on, but I want to take the Obama-Bush election, the Obama-Romney election, and this election, and just draw some parallels to give you all reason to rejoice over this election process, okay? Whether you can rejoice about the result or not, you got to be, as an American, capable and familiar enough with the transfer of power in other nations around the world to be truly, truly proud of America. You know, this proves, Romy, that there is no conspiratorial wizard in charge of who's in and who's out, right? Would any conspiratorial wizard put DJ Trump in the White House?
And I don't know that there's anyone else in America outside the political system that could go in and win the election.
Yeah.
I mean, can you name one other person outside of politics that could have done that?
You know what? One of the commentators, now I stayed up Tuesday night. I was about ready to go bed when Podesta came on and said, okay, everybody go get a good night's rest. We'll pick this up in the morning and finish our counting. I said, okay, that's a good idea. I'm going to go to bed. But it took me like 2 minutes to get up. And then I saw scrolling across the bottom of the screen that Pence was about to make an announcement. I thought, oh, I'm not going to bed right now. I got to see what this has to say. And so then I stayed up for Pence's announcement. And then, of course, it said that Trump would be making an announcement. And I just sat tight and watched the whole thing. So I don't think I got to bed that night till about 2. It wasn't till about Thursday night that I finally caught back up on my rest. But here's a couple of things I want all of you to realize. That even media and Washington, D.C. are not blaming the process, okay? They're blaming the voters. So I say hallelujah for the individual American voters. Money spent doesn't guarantee anyone can buy the office. Listen to these numbers. This is kind of heady for 7 o'clock Saturday morning. It's more heady than we generally are at Rosie on the House. But it's incredibly uplifting and inspiring to hear this. Trump raised $306 million. He did especially well with smaller individual donations. The key to Bernie Sanders' almost unbelievable success, and absolutely the key to Obama's success the last two elections.
Small individual donations.
Trump spent $290 million. Romy, fathom this. He made $16 million running for office in 17 months. Makes you want to run for office, doesn't it? I thought they said it cost a lot to run for office. And I guess it does, but I guess the rewards are huge. So Trump was making, from the moment he declared his candidacy in June of 2015 to Election Day, not counting what he was making in all of his businesses, what he was making on the campaign trail was $1 million a month. Okay? Does that kind of blow your mind? Now, he paid $5 for every vote he got.
Okay.
Okay? In his expenditures. Okay. Let's compare that to Hillary Rodham Clinton. She raised $687 million, more than twice what Trump raised. Okay? A lot of it was super PAC money, a significant portion of it, as compared to her predecessor. Clinton spent $609 million. Double spent Trump, okay? And so she made $76 million while she was running to be the president. That's $4 million a month.
So
she spent $10.24 per vote. So my question to you is, who's the smarter one? The one that lost and gets to leave office with $76 million, or the one that won and got to keep $17 million?
Interesting. Where are these stats coming from?
Who's the smarter business person there? Huh?
Where's the source of these numbers?
Every place you go, the numbers are slightly different. Just okay. Know that, okay? Wikipedia has a bunch of them up there. SafeOrg has a bunch of them up there.
Okay.
Politico has some of them up there. So, but it was just incredibly interesting to me that this proves you cannot buy. You know, so Hillary raises $687 million. Back in 2008, Obama raised $650 million. That was 8 years ago. That would be worth over $700 million in today's dollars. And that was all with small donations. And it proved, and Romney spent $45 million of his own money trying to get elected. That had to sting, didn't it? $45 million get you second place? And second place in this race get you nothing? It's not like the old days where second place in the presidential race got you the vice president's office.
Wouldn't that be funny?
But they don't do that anymore. Yeah, how would it go, do you think, to have Donald John Trump and Hillary Rodham Clinton
as president, vice president?
President, vice president. Oh, man. So I think together we can rejoice about the greatness of the American system, whether you agree with the results or not. But there is one thing I think you can also come to a conclusion at. Liberals are much poorer losers. Huh?
All the riots.
I'm just observing history is all I'm doing. And it's a huge discredit to the Democrat liberal establishment that they can't. I mean, we didn't see this the last two elections.
They demand tolerance as long as you agree with them.
You know, you have to ask yourself. So there's going to be another peaceful transition of power. And, you know, everybody calm down and everybody rejoice. We have a great American electoral system. It worked. And it's going to work again and again and again. Quit your looting and start your hollering and a hooting and a celebrating and rejoicing.